Poughkeepsie Mobile.
KK4POT Mobile.
Hello.
So that antenna, did you have to do, like, cut the legs a little bit longer for those isolators, like tying off on those isolators? I hadn't opened the package yet. I saw in the directions it said that you would feed it in those isolators according to the directions that came with that seed kit or whatever, but I hadn't even opened that package, so I wasn't sure how that even worked. So it doesn't, so it's not like that other little one that we built where you had to go, you know, like a couple inches extra to fold it back over. It ties off a different way.
Yeah, it doesn't tie off. It laces through and locks in through a lace on those little isolators.
So what you're talking about, I mean, I saw that in the picture, and I wasn't sure if that was the product or if that was, like, you know, step one of tying it off, but I see now that's the end product. But, okay, well, that makes sense. Was it 35 feet and something else, something like that? That's, you just cut it to that length?
38.
Cool. Do you have any leftovers?
Yeah, there's a little bit left over.
Do anything with or not really?
It was less. He only started out with 125 feet, so it was less than 25 feet left. 150 feet. And you had 238s, which is 76. And then 225s, which is 150. So you had, good grief, you had less than 25 feet left over.
Okay. Yeah, that's neat. Yeah, I'm looking forward to building mine. Did you put any of that electrical liquid electrical tape on them studs?
Not yet. I most likely will. I haven't, I just did the wiring. I'm supposed to get poles in today. Sometime this week I'll finish it.
Couple more of the connectors, the eyelet connectors, are they the blue ones, and are, like the, whatever they are, 12 to 14 gauge, and then, what size eyelet is it?
They gave way more than what you needed. I got a bunch left over.
Said in them directions that, that kit only came with, enough to do, like, you were going to make one dipole, but, you know, the thing makes two dipoles, so it said you'd have to go get a couple extra ones.
That kit.
Well, good deal. All right, well, I'm pulling up. Just let me hop out of here. I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
What are you using for a base? I mean, they had, one of those pole kits. Well, they had the military kit, and it had a round base in it.
Got one of those, I'm pretty sure. I think it's in my bag of those poles that I've got. I'll look. I mean, good grief, there might be a chance I had two of them things. I can't remember. If I got another one, you can have the other one. Remind me this evening, and I'll go out and look, see if I can find it. But, you know, you really don't need much of nothing down there. You could just maybe what we could do is just kind of plug the end of one of the poles, and it would always be the side that goes down. You don't even know that you got to do that. You really ain't even got to do that. You could just drop the little 4-inch, 3-inch shoulder into the ground and, use the wires as your guy wires. I mean, I don't think you got to have one of them things.
Yeah, I it'd be tough setting it up by yourself if you don't have some kind of base there. I don't know. I might try working on something to where you could, I'm still thinking about that.
It'd be hard to do that by yourself regardless, because the little base that you get, that can't support 15 feet of them poles by itself. There's no way it would stay standing up. So you'd be hard pressed to do that by yourself anyway. But we'd come up with something, maybe even like a hinged base or something, you know, maybe come up with something simple, something lightweight. Maybe if we made it out of aluminum or something, make a little hinge base that's got some slots cut in it that you could drive some tent pegs through to kind of keep it still, and then lay it over, hook all your stuff up, and then pull it with a rope up in the air. You know, that might be an option. KK4POT.
4CEF mobile.
CEF KK4NXE.
What kind of antenna y'all building? I was hearing y'all talking about it.
They've got a 40 meter, 80 meter dual dipole NVIS. It's a military style antenna.
Sounds pretty good. I gotta find me something for 80 meters, because I think right now I can't do anything with it.
Use this kit. You can do an 80 meter or just a 40 meter. Basically, it's two inverted V's crisscrossed. Well, they're at 90 degree angles. But, it runs a 15-foot pole, which we're using the military aluminum poles, the 4-foot poles that you stack together. And it's a pretty cool kit. I got everything. Everything comes with it that you need except for the poles.
What's the name of it?
You would ask. It is a... I'd have to pull it up. I'll pull it up. And, or, I don't have a pen with me. But, if you've got a pen, I can give you my phone number. You can text me, and then I'll send you the kit instructions. It's got all everything that you need. I'm going to give you an opportunity to read through it today. It's not that long.
I'm on the road right now, but maybe I'll hit you up another morning on the radio. So I keep thinking about buying one of those Hustler, six bands. Thought about trying to go with a vertical antenna, but I don't know yet.
It's around here. Hang on just a second. I think I got a pen. Hold up. You can give me your cell number, and I'll send this to you.
For ID. Cell number is just normal area code 864 208-4746.
Text you a letter, and I'll send that to you when I get in.
Got it.
It explains on there everything about the antenna. This is it's a pretty cool setup. It takes up about 45 by 45 square, you know, it's square feet, 45 feet of footprint, and it's pretty much, I mean, you can use it permanent, but we've got it for mobile, portable applications.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, you see a bunch of different ideas for 80 and 160, and I ain't figured out what to do at my house, because I don't have a ton of trees. That's why I'm kind of back and forth between something for 80 or just go with a vertical that at least has 80 with it.
What are you using right now?
MFJ, off-center fed. And it works pretty good on 40 and 20 and I could even go down to 10, but if I try to go 80 or 30, my tuner can do 30, but 80 is almost non-existent unless I go with my little mobile vertical I got.
Have you got room for one of the Wyndham antennas?
Not sure. I have about, I don't know, it's probably 50-something feet between the house and where I string up my my off-center. But I don't know. It gets kind of weird. And I just don't have a lot of height on my house. I got to try to get a better mast or at least guide my mast for hold up a higher dipole.
This one's 240 or 260 feet.
I thought about, you see a lot of those, what is it, sky wires or whatever? Those are pretty neat ideas.
W Mobile. Let's try that W5GI like I have. It's only 110 feet long.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got Ken here. It does 80 through 6.
How to run the wire, I'd be all in on something like that.
People from the apex of the house up to the highest part of the tree, and then I just, you know, hoisted the center up like that. I got an inverted V.
Idea. Yeah, I got to find something. I want to be able to get on 80. Last night, 40 was just noisy as all get out, and I was trying some PSK, and I just couldn't do anything with it, hardly. But there was some people talking on 80, and I couldn't do anything but listen.
Australia on mine. I was doing California on 40 last weekend. Yesterday, Mike. I had to go down to the cancer center in Greenville. One of the girls my daughter worked with here about 4 years ago in nursing, she's only 26 years old. She had cancer in her lymph node system. And so yesterday was her last treatment. So we met her family and a bunch of friends and all the nurses she's worked with. And we stood outside the window and showed her some signs. She had some family flying from up north that she wasn't expecting. It was a good day. I came home, I built that antenna, and got a chance to do a little work around my apple trees. I did some mulching on those. I had a productive day. I did some other stuff too, but I can't remember what it was.
Interrupt you guys. You guys go on and carry on. KN4TFW.
About antennas, that one that you've got, I took to seriously thinking about putting that one up. But the one I have is fine. I wanted some NVIS, and this antenna that we are building now, it's good for 15 miles up to 2,000 miles. So it is, it's the one that the Ohio Radio Club uses now at all their events to keep in touch with everybody across the state. So it's a pretty cool deal. I'll find out. I'm going to put it up. I'm hoping to be able to talk to you and Ed with some clarity, get out of that noise hole, you know, on HF.
Here at work. Y'all have a good day. It's KO4, see you.
Good to meet you. This is KK4NXC.
Fred, Fabrical for about 3 hours yesterday evening doing some training.
Oh, well, my goodness. Doing a little moonlight.
You know, they overpaid me by a week.
Elect on it.
Getting back.
Hey, yesterday.
Good day. It just was busy and long. I didn't leave Fabrical till about 8.
Tired puppy, ain't you?
This morning, it'll probably show a little bit later today.
Coffee wears off.
Hey, Yeah, no, that's right. Man, they were showing this morning that hurricane's going to be a 4 when it crashes Louisiana.
Well, that's definitely not good. That's going to put some hurt on the state.
Only what, the 4th or 5th or 6th storm to go through there this year? And then we better gas up this afternoon for sure.
Landfall?
Friday afternoon sometime.
That's terrible. You're probably right. The last one of those that went through, well, it was not the last one, but when Katrina went through, gas prices went stinking crazy.
A little storm that just went through here a few weeks ago, it bumped gasoline 30 cents overnight.
Notice the fuel prices as much. Well, I mean, I notice them, but it doesn't hurt me as much driving this Prius. What hurts me is the $500 road tax they tack onto these things because you don't find enough gas. You know, it doesn't matter what you do, they're going to get your money.
I heard that unless you ride a bicycle.
Tax for that, too.
Tax you extra because you got an electric car.
Because you don't pay your fair share of taxes through the fuel. So they pop it to you, man. Just one of them things. I can't do nothing with it now. I just have to pay it.
Yep. Pay that when you buy a new one, huh?
I'm sure they don't advertise that to anybody. Well, it's about like, you know, the first year that you were able to turn in your fuel taxes, I got like $20 back. I mean, it's not worth the hassle of calculating all that up and the paperwork you got to fill to turn it in.
It's yet.
One of those politician promises, if we do this, you're going to get this. And then when reality sets in, it's just not even practical to do it. So they win both ways.
That $500 actually went to improve something. I mean, I take a beating every day riding the roads.
They sure don't use it to fill in the potholes.
I guess it was Monday. Tanker truck come in and that, and he was going down the road on the complex and everything, and the tanker came off.
Oh, wow. Came uncoupled from the fifth wheel?
Roger.
Ouch. Well, at least it was on your complex and not out on the highway.
Complaining about the fifth wheel having an issue. He was only doing maybe 5 or 10 at the most, and it fell off at the dollies and everything. And they had to get a wrecker out there to get it up to get another truck under it. Yeah, it's a good thing because he just come off the interstate.
Man, you just got to contemplate how dangerous that was.
If those dollies dug into the interstate, then it would have been started rolling.
Hit somebody head on, or caused a big pile up, or got into a spill situation. Yep. I mean, the possibilities would be terrible.
Came loose.
I probably never was fully latched. I mean, those things, for one to come loose is an extremely, I mean, I'm totally extremely rare situation. You just about have to have trouble with it to where it doesn't fully latch, because depending on what make it is, it's almost impossible just to come undone.
this road at this point.
No. You got a bunch of white noise coming in with you this morning.
Said I do. I'm on a mono band omnidirectional antenna about 25 foot. I'm about 140 miles from the machine.
I'm doing pretty good, even to be doing bad, you're still doing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about the white noise, but I was supposed to say good morning to you fellas with me yesterday.
Jaded, I'll say a good morning to you, and I hope your day goes very well.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
I'm back together. I'll listen a while. I got up early this morning. I hope the band opens up again like it did yesterday morning. Still C major. Still a little C player.
I don't know what the band's doing propagation-wise this morning. I'm so close to the repeater. It's nearly not affecting me any. That's KK4NXE.
KK4NXE. Yeah, I got a new call. KO4 Hotel November Dollar. I'm going to get it changed. That's old call sign.
73s, Steve.
Yeah, I'll listen a little while. So it's safe here now.
Anything particularly playing today?
Particular, I don't think. And Aunt Mama's doing a double today.
Sound too good there. Got some leftovers for dinner.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. You believe yesterday I made it from up here at exit 80 all the way down there to Fabrical in 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. You must have hit the traffic dead on.
Yeah, there was an accident and traffic never slowed up.
Traffic down there at 50, 51.
I just had buzzed right on through, like 385, and that just went right straight on through it. Never slowed up.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Doing fine. Yeah. How are you guys doing? How you guys doing?
I'm here. It's hump day.
So see before I helped get put those rods on the piston for Daniel's, P6, so I can get that thing out of here. I'm gonna look the up part and I'll throw it in the charge in a little bit.
Must be running way behind today.
I heard that. I didn't even hear him yesterday.
Oh, wow. Well, I know they got his route pretty screwed up or his truck getting there or this time or that time or whatever time. They decide to show up.
Debating, not knowing for sure.
One of them breakfasts we cooked the other morning.
There and see you guys for sure.
And your wife has got some time off.
Up on Saturday mornings, and that, but she's got to go in for like 3 o'clock. About it too much right yet.
I'm waiting on some deer tags.
I'm a couple of months.
Did get my license.
Yeah, I think I got one of those 3-year combined license and they just send them to you in the mail.
Well, I'm destinating. I'm going to have to get out of here. 73s to you. I hope you have a good day. Have a safe day. Al, I hope you have a good day. 73s to you. And we'll hopefully catch up with you guys tomorrow. KK4NXE, I'm clear on your final.
All right, 73, Mike. Good to talk to you. Hope you have an awesome day. And then I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Yes, sir. Monday. I don't remember which day it was. He was a little bit late. I talked to him about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right now.
For the phone, I'll stick this battery on charge all day so it doesn't have a battery when I check in and out. I'm trying to crank the power down this thing. You have to crank this thing all the power it's got to do it so the final gets hot.
Yeah, my little HT at the house, it does pretty good depending on how much you talk on it.
Check-in process, okay. You know, if you're sending Morse code at 20 words a minute, usually, or less.
On that, I can't do code yet.
Because, code is hard, right? I've got, issues with, dyslexia, so it makes it kind of hard to get it. TV stations instead of having someone voice ID to transmit. I don't know why they just don't use a Morse code identifier. Because they can do the same thing. The FCC doesn't care how you do it. Love you. Sitting there.
Yeah, I'm a few minutes out. Not far.
6 o'clock, huh?
It says about 6:05 right now.
6:05 sounds about right because I switched the TV programs. That sounds about right. See you later before the battery goes out. And I'll try checking in that time cap. Portland, 73 is for now.
73, I hope you have a good day and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Right there.